number. This is Mu Yi Yi. My name is Jerry Wright. Episode number 1 is here.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot.ai.
The countdown to the start of the 2020 regular season continues with a look back at the best players in Miami Dolphins history. Every day we honor a good player who wore the appropriate number for the Dolphins from the first day of training camp until the last game. Multiple avalanches and ongoing danger will keep Hatcher Pass Road closed throughout the weekend, and Portland has recorded 55 avalanches for 2020, the highest number in 26 years. The North Dakota Department of Health announced Thursday a new record for the number of active cases of tuberculosis in a single year in the state and announced it will provide $1.5 million in grants from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Stark County, which includes Dickinson, recorded another 65 cases Thursday, according to figures. Burleigh County continues to have the highest number with 354 active cases, but the county now has the second, with 187 known active cases. As of Thursday, 50 more cases had been reported in Burleigh County and 52 in Burleigh County. Williams's yard total fell to 703 to 671 yards before he was sacked in August 1981, but he responded by setting the NFL season record for yards in a season with 1,073 yards. His first season alone brought him all the titles, professional titles that earned him the top spot in the world rankings at 24th. He started all 16 games in 2003 and 2004 and had a career-high 4 interceptions, 4 forced fumbles and 2 fumble recovery. The number of people currently out of work rose by 1.8 million in February 2020 and will continue to rise through March, but has fallen by 2.5 million since February 2015 and by 4.2 million since February 2016. The number of marginal employees or people with bachelor's degrees or more has increased by 416,000 and has remained essentially unchanged since March 2015, while the number of those who have a job but don't want one has still risen by 2 million, increased by 3.3 million last year and increased by 1 million by February 2020. The number of persons in employment with a bachelor's degree or more or with a degree of at least 2 years remained unchanged in March, increasing by 1.5 million since February 2015 and by 4.2 million by February 2020. The number of people on temporary contracts fell by 203,000 to 2.0 million in March. The number of people with a bachelor's degree or more or a degree with at least 2 years of employment has increased by 3.1 million since February 2020, and has changed by 4.2 million in just over a month. Among marginal workers are those who believe jobs are available, 523,000 were in April, essentially unchanged from the previous month, and 1.5 million by February 2019. In Arkansas, the number is about 473,000, but that number has dropped from about 1.5 million in March and about 2.2 million in February 2019. Vaccination reports this increase, and the WEDSS has a list of the 10 states with the highest number of deaths from COVID-19. As of January 12, 2021, the number of confirmed cases with death certificate, clinical history and autopsy listed on the basis of their findings that provide evidence that death is linked to COVID-19, typically dozens. There are no deaths that have death certificates listing a significant medical condition that contributed to their death, but they have been reported to DHS. You will need a social security number, but other tax documents showing your full name and SSN as a whole may be an acceptable proof of your SSNs. If you are a U.S. citizen and have not recently received a new Social Security card for your Social Security number, you may be able to apply online for a replacement card from your Social Security. Please note that if you lose your card within 30 days of the expiry date of your current card, a replacement is required. This service is only available if your driving license or ID issued to you is issued by one of the states listed below. One applies only to major companies based in the United States or U.S. territories. This service may also be available if you receive a state ID card, issued by one or more states and the District of Columbia, and, or if it is issued in one of them. If you need to apply for an SSN, please visit the SSA website for more information about the application process and eligibility requirements. You can also request a copy by calling 1-800-TAX-FORM or by email too. We encourage you to browse the frequently asked questions, but note that due to the nature of the application process, online
transactions cannot be performed. This is all for today, guys. My name is Jerry and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Mu Yi Yi and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.
Podbot.ai